Culture.
Book review. Picture perfect. Is there such a thing as a classic? Written in Water. By Rochelle Gerstein.
After Taylor Swift, the Mona Lisa is probably the most recognisable female face in the world. Every day, around 20,000 people gape at Leonardo da Vinci's painting in the Louvre. Yet it became famous not because of a beguiling semi-smile, but a thief. Until a worker stole the masterpiece in 1911, it was still mostly unknown. Viewers flooded in to see what a French newspaper called an enormous, horrific, gaping void. Classics of art, literature and music are supposed to carry some mysterious appeal that endures across the ages. But as Rochelle Gerstein, a historian, writes in a new book, the timeless classic is anything but. What I believed was written in stone was actually written in water, she argues. Classics come and go. Take other celebrated works of art that, along with Da Vinci's Mona Lisa, define the European canon. Until the end of the 19th century, Michelangelo's David had only his fig leaf to protect him from the elements in Piazza della Signoria in Florence. He attracted more pigeons than pilgrims. Most connoisseurs preferred the artist's sculpture of Moses in Rome. Before the Venus de Milo was discovered in 1820, viewers swooned over the Venus de Medici, an exquisite but rather demure sculpture most people alive today have never heard of. The rise and fall of classics is not just a matter of changing tastes. Art itself has changed. Artists used to strive to depict ideal forms of beauty. Genius was the child of imitation, explained Joshua Reynolds, a British portraitist in the 18th century and first president of the Royal Academy. Artists learned by studying and imitating classical masterpieces, often Roman copies of Greek sculptures. But such classical ideals were challenged by discoveries. Lord Elgin tried to fix up the magnificent friezes that once graced the Parthenon, but restorers refused. When the marbles went on display in 1807, British visitors did not see the fully intact, immaculately cleaned Roman sculptures they were used to. Timeless ideals paled in comparison with the time-worn marbles, and artists began to experience a progressive alienation from the classical tradition, writes Ms. Gerstein. The writing of art history has also changed tastes. In the 16th century, Giorgio Vasari, an Italian painter, advanced an influential narrative of artistic progress that culminated in the realism of Raphael and Michelangelo. But in the 19th century, John Ruskin, a critic, called attention to the pre-Raphaelite movement when he argued that the real old masters were actually medieval Christian painters. Walter Pater, an English critic, later elevated the individual interpretation of art as the most important criterion of judgment, planting the seeds for the aesthetic relativism that still reigns. Seeing today's coveted contemporary masterpieces sold at auction for millions, you are bound to wonder how critics 100 years from now will feel about them. Much as in art, the classics of music and literature have not always been set in stone either. Today, Johann Sebastian Bach is often regarded as the master of classical music. But after his death in 1750, Bach's contrapuntal compositions fell out of fashion until Felix Mendelssohn, a German composer, rediscovered them in the 1820s. John Keats, probably the greatest of the Romantic poets, had such bad reviews that many believed critics caused his early death at 25 in 1821. Herman Melville and his maritime masterpiece Moby Dick were largely forgotten until critics such as Raymond Weaver, a professor at Columbia University, rescued him from the depths of obscurity around the centenary of his birth in 1919. Ms. Gerstein's narrative shows that the status of a classic depends on critics and is testimony to the power of passionate writers to change the way people look at art. Taste evolves, and it should. But culture lives on only as long as people continue to argue over what counts as a classic today. The true enemy of the classic is not relativism or wokeness. It is silence.